This is the time of year that KUMD brings you a special series of interviews connecting you with local nonprofit organizations that make a difference here in the Northland. You'll hear about who they help and how they help them all year long, and then how you can help them during this holiday season. Our guest this morning on the Caring and Sharing Holiday Series is the Director of External Programming at the YWCA Girl Power, that program, Alice Jacobson, this morning. Hi, Alice. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, well, I know what my definition of girl power might be, but what's the Girl Power program at the Y?
Yeah, the Girl Power program, well, we're actually turning 20 in 2017. So, first of all, I'm really excited about that. So, we've been serving girl-identifying students in the Twin Ports for 20 years. And it's gender-specific youth development programming, which basically means we create a very safe, supportive, all-girl environment for adolescents to come and learn about themselves, learn about different women leaders. We get them excited about science experiments with hands-on activities like making gum. And these activities incorporate agriculture and learning about the history of gum and fractions and chemistry. And then you get to make gum, which is pretty cool. So we are expecting to serve around 300 girls in 2017, and the program for the most part is completely free. So we'll be in about 10 different locations around Duluth in 2017, and all of our school year programming is free. And then we have an 8-week summer camp located in the East Hillside neighborhood that's open to any girls in the Twin Ports who can make it there. And there's a small cost for that. Most families pay about $25 a week for Monday through Friday summer programming, but around 80% of our families last summer had full or partial scholarships that covered their program fees.
Well, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it occurs to me that one of the things you could use for the community would be contributions to the program to help provide more scholarships for more kids.
Absolutely. We are always looking for additional financial contributions. We're primarily grant funded, which we're very grateful for the foundations that help us out. But individual donations make a huge difference. Even $25 could help cover a week of summer camp for a girl. $50 could help us bring it together some different STEM projects and get the chicle and the different items that we need to do gum. $150 helps us get a school bus so we can take the kids on a field trip off the bus line because we don't have our own van or transportation. So any sort of financial contribution like that just helps us make the program even better for the girls.
This sounds like wonderful fun for these kids. And it also seems like there's a great opportunity there for women in the community. Well, and I guess I shouldn't say just women in the community, for anybody in the community to say, hey, I could come in and mentor and, you know, or speak, or I'd like to volunteer. And here's what I have to contribute to the development of these girls.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have many volunteer opportunities. This semester alone, this fall, we had about 60 volunteers who came in. And so we have pretty much three different opportunities. One, we call them womentors. So it's typically people who identify as a woman would come in every week and spend time at one of our sites, getting to know the girls, helping them with the different projects. We have homework time and all sorts of different stuff. So they're kind of getting really integrated into the program and being a major support person and a friend. We also have Women of the Week, who, once again, are typically women-identifying folks who would come in, and these are the women who have something really exciting that they want to share. So this semester, we had women from construction come in and talk to the girls about what it's like to be a woman in the construction field, and they brought in all sorts of gear for them to try on. But we've had women who work in the healthcare industry, who work in universities, who are community organizers. So there's just, you know, it opens up girls' eyes to the whole broad spectrum of what is out there. And then our last opportunity, we are one of five agencies part of the Mentor Duluth Collaborative, which is a really important program in our community that matches kids one-on-one with a community-based mentor. And so matches get together for 3 to 4 times a month over the course of a year or longer if they want to. I have a mentee, and we have so much fun together. Yesterday, we made candy houses, and she had a blast, and we got to just talk about life and have fun. And so that Mentor Duluth program is open to anyone, and the way that our kind of the way we fit in as an organization, YWCA Duluth, our program advocate matches folks in the community with Girl Power participants or their siblings. So we have a huge wait list of kids who are really excited for a mentor and are just waiting for someone to come along.
And when you think about kids waiting on a wait list for somebody to be their friend and take an interest, and of course it's not saying that they don't have that in their families too. They might not. But when you think about kids waiting on a wait list for that friend, that adult that's going to take a special interest in them as a person and help them grow, it makes you feel kind of sad and like you want to do something.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll get some links set up so that it will be easy for folks to find out how they can contribute to Girl Power here in the Twin Ports. Alice, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
All right, thank you.
Alice Jacobson is the Director of External Programming. She's talking about the Girl Power program at the YWCA, and it's one of 5 agencies that's also a part of the Mentor Duluth Collaborative. We'll get some links set up on our website so it'll be easy to find if you would like to contribute your time, your talent, your money, and it'll be easy for you to find out how you can help.